This is true culinary. This is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, that big bunny where we eat all
Rest dishes, stories from the kitchen.
Kitchen rolls, throwing cutters in broadcast form.
Who's hungry, baby? Episode 62 of the Rags to Dishes podcast. I'm your host, Max Messier Richter. With me, as always, is Dan Cotter. How you doing, Dan?
I don't know after that, dude. That was weird.
What, dude? I had to take a new approach. My last two intros kind of fucking sucked, so.
You gave yourself, like, enough time to gather your thoughts.
Yeah, straight up. There's no problem, you know?
I guess I'm like Harry.
I'm trying to, like, think before I speak, you know
what I'm saying? He usually doesn't make long, drawn-out sounds while he's thinking.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're brought... Today we're here with a very special guest, my boy, Mr. Alex Minetti. How you doing, Alex?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on, fellas. Happy to finally be here.
Yeah, dude. So
great timing on the effect. You really redeemed yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys, Aaron Judge about to hit 60 home runs this year. How do we feel about that?
Dude.
Or do you guys just not watch baseball because the Red Sox are irrelevant right now?
Dude, my fantasy team is in the semifinals, bro.
Ooh.
You got Judge?
No.
You got Otani?
No, I got Jose Ramirez.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You got Mookie Betts?
Nah. I got a sick squad, though.
Who do you think's going to win the World Series?
Probably the Yankees, dude.
Let's go. They need to, bro. They need to.
But I'm rooting for the Mets, no doubt.
Yeah, let's go Mets. I'm with you on that.
Let's go Mets.
Do shit this year.
That's such a Red Sox fan answer.
Nah.
Dude, my aunt was a season ticket holder. I've been to see the Mets.
Fair. My pops is from Jersey, so
she lived in
from Jersey.
Yeah, so he's a Mets fan from Jersey. You know that. So
all right, yeah.
That's who I rock with.
Shout out, Mr. Minette, no doubt, Jerry.
I fucking went to a Mets game last year. I think it was DeGrom pitched. Yeah,
dude, good for you.
Yeah, bro.
Hits then, huh?
He's a G.
Yeah, he is.
He's nasty.
Yo, so how you been, Minette?
Good, man. You know, one day at a time.
So, you know, like, we're here on this podcast, and you're like out of the industry now.
I know.
But
really, congratulations.
Yeah, about a year out.
How long did you work in the industry for? Would you say, like, if you had to like compile? Ooh. I know you had like some breaks in between and shit.
Yeah, probably 4 years total.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So now, roughly. Minetti here. I mean, I just got started off here. Worked one day at the establishment.
I did.
When
one
was
day
that?
At CB,
dude,
man.
Back when I was like
sophomore year, high school-ish.
Nah.
Junior year? I was still in high school.
Probably your senior year.
Yeah, it had to be junior or senior year.
Because I started there right after high school.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I was, like, trying to get my homies jobs there because I was trying to get more friends to work there because Johnny B quit or, like, got fired or some shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, Joe lasted 1 hour. Oof. Noah lasted, like, 3 months or 6 months or something like that.
I don't remember.
But Minetti came in and just needed a job one day, and I was like, yo, sick, getting that dish pit, bro.
Dude, that was I worked a full day, obviously.
You slapped it down, too?
Yeah.
And it was, like, a busy day, too. It was, like, a busy, like, Saturday morning or some shit.
But it was. But I will say I was not cut out for that dishwashing life at the establishment. That was...
You got to be cut from a certain cloth.
That shit's intense,
that woke me up a little
bro.
Bit. I was like, I don't know. And obviously, I was playing hoops at the time.
So you got to be cut like Draymond Green, then, if I can use a hoops analogy.
Yeah, dude, that was...
can't be cut like Tristan Thompson.
I mean, you are on the podcast, right?
Yeah, you know it.
Who do you think's got the best NBA podcast in the game right now? Draymond?
Good one.
I mean, like from an NBA player?
I like All the Smoke, Matt Barnes. Steven Jackson?
Matt, dude, that's a good one from next player.
They're all stone and shit, too. Talking to a bunch of players, man. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, okay. like fucking Draymond's way better than like Shaq and shit in terms of podcasts.
Okay, as long as you're saying in terms of podcasts.
Yeah, in terms of podcasts.
I didn't know Shaq had him. I should know, too.
He does it like once every like couple weeks or something. And it's like,
he's like being like a dubstep.
He's like a guest on his own podcast. You know, like he's got like people that are
welcome to the Shaquille O'Neal show.
Yeah, that's pretty good, dude.
Featuring Shaquille O'Neal with my guest, Shaquille O'Neal.
That's pretty good.
How you doing, Shaquille O'Neal? Dude, I fucking love Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, dude. Did you practice that in the mirror?
But like I had like senior projects on Shaquille O'Neal, dude.
He
had like all my favorite SportsCenter commercials back in the day.
What's not to love though?
This
not
is where
real.
Love me.
Dude, is there anybody that
Shaq,
like, says fuck Shaq?
Shaq is like he is what you would call a Renaissance man. He has mastered multiple crafts along his way. Like he has a platinum record. He has songs with Biggie.
Yeah.
He's in movies that like made tons of money. Yeah. He was like a cop at one point. I mean, fuck the police, but he was a cop at one point.
Yeah.
Like he's just done it all. What has Shaq not done?
I mean,
he's done it all, man.
Remember the show Shaq Versus?
And his Walmart shoes have supplied like billions of people throughout the world. And everybody shits on him for that. And he's like, he's got to have like up there with probably Jordan or something like that.
Don't quote me
on that, but most shoe sales in the world or something crazy.
Absolutely.
Just because they're like $24.99 at Walmart.
Top five of all time what, shoes?
No, shoe sales. Yeah. Because like he put them on for Walmart for like $30.
Yeah, so Shaq shoes are like mad cheap.
Yeah, they're super, super cheap.
Honestly, I'm putting him top five basketball players of all time too.
That's a foolish take. That's up for debate,
but he's got to be in the conversation.
I think he's top five.
He's that fucking
He's probably dominant. Like 10
also,
or 11.
I feel like you got to think about it this way. Like Shaq is like, my buddy has put this before. He says that like Phil Kessel in hockey is like Shaq, where it's like, yeah, he has a Hall of Fame career.
Disrespectful to Shaq.
Yeah, he has a Hall of Fame career. Yeah, he's won mad titles. But like he really didn't try that hard. Like he didn't have the Mamba mentality.
He didn't grind as hard as he could.
He was just like, yo, all right, I'm just gonna like get fat and just defend the paint like a beast.
Dude,
back motherfuckers down.
Shaq is a G.
Drop that dunk on their fucking head. Yeah, I mean it's hard to stop that.
He's not top five all time. 300 pounds. That's foolish.
Top 10.
He might be if he
easy
is,
top 10.
I don't know how easy it is, dude, when you really look at it. Like, well, he's probably like between easy, 10 and 12, like between like 9 and 12 or something. He may be 9 or 10. I'm just saying it's not easy.
What's he got? 4 rings?
Yes.
Snuck that last one in with the Heat and like 06 or whatever with D Wade.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in there, man. I don't know how
should
many
have
he
like
has
8 or 9.
He's got to be up there.
Like, in my opinion, the 01 Lakers are probably the best basketball team to ever play.
I don't know, bro.
Like, if you're just putting champions up against each other, that's like the squad I'm probably rolling with.
I don't know. The Hamptons 5 from the fucking Warriors is pretty good. Dude.
True. Yeah. True
the
that.
The Hamptons 5, dude. Like, Shaq would be a non-factor when you have, like,
just people.
Curry, Thompson, fucking Durant.
It's hard to compare, bro.
Like, although Draymond could not be a small ball five against Shaq. Like Draymond, they wouldn't be able to be like, all right, Draymond, you hold down the paint and us four will shoot. It's he
would
hold down the paint against Shaq.
It would just be like, Curry, fucking Clay and KD versus Kobe. And Kobe would just be like shooting 70 times a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you look at like the fourth through like seventh best players on the 01 Lakers compared to like the fourth through seventh best players on like that Hamptons Warriors team. It's like the Lakers start to look real soft.
All right.
Like you got Kobe and Shaq and then like not much else when like your third best player, when the third best player on that Warriors team is like fucking Klay Thompson.
I mean,
Klay Thompson's nice though.
He's fucking
don't sleep on Klay Thompson. Two-way player before the injury.
Nobody's sleeping on him. Also, dude, you got the 86 Celtics, too.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like the bad boys beat them down, but.
Yeah, I mean, just saying, bro.
Listen, I'm not here to hate on the Celtics.
Well, that's great.
Yet.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, let's not go that route this early in the show.
Yeah, bro.
Appreciate that.
For real. So, Minetti, like, that dishwashing job at the establishment, that wasn't your first job in the industry, though, was it?
No, it was. I think it was. Yeah, I think that was
damn,
my welcome.
Right. And you were like, all right,
yeah,
this.
First and last day I ever washed dishes.
And you didn't get out of the industry immediately? You got it?
No, I got even deeper, man. I just stayed away from the dish pit because I realized I wasn't covering cloth, dude.
I mean, it was just like, this is gross.
I can do it for 8 hours or whatever, 10 hours. Yeah, but yeah, it's hard work, man, you know?
So where'd you go from
there? Cannot discredit a dishwasher.
Gotta respect the dishwashers.
Yeah. The biggest stint I did was George's in Galilee. Now I know you've had a few people on this podcast to talk about how much of a zoo that was, but I was there during a good chunk of time where I can definitely attest to that. That place is fucking nuts.
What'd you do at George's?
I served there.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You were a server?
Yeah.
So did you move to more like front of the house during your...
Only day I was ever was that one day back of the house.
Damn.
After that, it was straight to serving. And I bar back there a summer too when I first started.
Damn.
Yeah.
Got scared away to the front of the house.
Yeah. I wasn't cut from the back of the house cloth, man.
Dude, they're equally grueling games.
Yes,
dude.
Just a little bit different
kind of
grueling. Exactly. And no disrespect to my boys. Love my boys in the back. I couldn't hang with those fellas, you know what
dude,
I mean?
Dude, it's fucking brutal and toxic and gross.
But bar backing at George's, man, was fucking nuts. You're like busting your balls. I think you guys mentioned it on the podcast with Bill. There's what, 3 inside bars there and an outside bar. It's so you're much. Fucking.
Isn't
yeah,
there
man.
2 outside bars now?
Now, but when I was there, it was just 1. They hadn't had the tiki bar.
It's like every
beach,
year so. They just add a bar.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago or 3 years ago. I finished up my stint there in 2018, so it was like the summer before they added the tiki bar, I think.
But. So, when you first got hired there,
yeah,
did you like that place is? I mean, anyone that
you
I mean,
know about
I,
my first day.
Well, I think we should maybe like. Paint a picture for everyone of what George's is. It's just like a huge beach bar.
Massive. Right next to the ferry.
And they actually have pretty good food there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's
like,
good.
I'll fuck with the lobster
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good. It's right scallops. Next to the fucking ferry, so you're getting everybody coming off Block Island that's been boozing all day, stumbling on.
And it's directly on the beach.
Right on the beach.
Yeah like you go right out the back front of the parking lot. And yep. There's the beach right there.
Yes. Maybe we have described it. I don't know. But, yeah. All right, there's the picture. Yeah, I like, did they just, like, going into a place like that,
yeah.
I kind of remember it with the establishment, like a place that's just so fucking busy.
Dude.
Was your first day kind of just like them just like tossing you to the dogs?
No, listen. Well, in a way, but not. Listen to my first day. So my first day was Easter Sunday.
Lit.
And we were doing a bunch of functions and shit like that. And I didn't know what the hell. I got hired as a bar back. I was just happy to be there. Want to make some money summer, you know, mm-hmm. in between college, whatever. And first day I get there and they're like, all right, go stand behind this section. There's a baked ham there. We're serving ham.
A baked ham?
Yeah. It's just a ham, a knife, sure. And just on a little table, little spot behind it. They're like, yeah, go stand behind there. I end up fucking cutting ham for 12 hours, dude.
That's it? That's all
just,
you do?
All day long. Just slice the fucking ham. And people coming up and being like, can I get another slice? And I would just cut it. When yeah, I ran I out, bet. Went right into K3, which is upstairs there at George's, and walk in, grab another ham. It was crazy.
You were just going ham.
I was like, dude, is this fucking for real? Oh, that was my first day, dude. I got ham for like 12
what
fucking
form
hours.
Is this ham joke?
It was insane. I was like, this is what I signed up to do. They had me like moving flower pots after that and shit, doing like landscape. I was like, oh my God.
All right, you can handle the ham. So now you're going to take care of the yard.
I couldn't believe it though, dude. I was like, all right, sick. I was just literally in one state, like one spot. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when awful. Like when new people get hired and there's like an Easter or a Labor Day or like
yeah,
whatever, 4th of July. It's literally just like, all right, you're new here, so you're just a set
right,
of hands.
Right, exactly.
Like,
that's all
what can we have you do
yeah, yeah.
that like we don't have to teach you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
that was the only, obviously, day I ever did that, but it just happened yeah, to be lit, my though. First just the damn Easter. I so I was like, that, yeah. Man.
Dude, I feel like carving Easter ham for people is something that definitely requires training.
Yeah,
and I'm like surprised they put you on that. Like,
yeah, dude, yeah.
You want it to be like nice, big, like thin slices. I feel like I would never like I'll throw just someone it. Just on there.
Yeah but like what? If you slab someone a big fat thing of ham, nobody's, someone would be like, no, that's too much.
Nah, yeah, I like, know. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird experience. I was like, all right, sick. And I mean, it's my first day. I'm not going to, like, say anything. I'm not questioning anybody. I'm just like, all right, slicing ham. Everybody's walking by that I'm friends with that works there because, you know, we're all friends and shit. And they're just laughing their ass off at me. I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? What did I sign myself up for? But,
dude, what did you wind up signing yourself up for?
Like, yeah, so that summer was barback. And, like, we were just alluding to earlier, which was fucking nuts. Sure. In my opinion, you're probably working the hardest in the restaurant.
What, barbacking?
Yeah, just because
you're just running around.
You're just fucking sprinting,
and you're
running,
picking
food,
up kegs and shit.
Exactly, yeah. Tapping kegs, whatever, changing the gun, whatever,
dude,
the soda gun,
yeah.
like all that. You're doing literally like all that, all just like the bitch work that
for the bartenders,
the servers
yeah,
and the bartenders aren't doing. So of you're course. Like, you know, so that's why. And at a place that size, that's why I say like maybe it's different everywhere, but that size of a place where you have like 4 bars,
uh-huh.
it's like you're.
Chaos.
Yeah, it's like you have.
It's like that type of place. Like the service
and not
is like
as much money as everybody
it's
else.
It's so busy that like the bartenders aren't trying to be nice to you. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
So,
it's just like
right.
give me your fucking money and
so
take your
I was
fucking
lucky
drink. You know what I mean?
I was friends with the bartenders there like prior to starting, so like they didn't really treat.
They already
me.
Knew you.
Right, yeah. right, right, right. You're still their bitch,
that's
right? Like don't get me wrong, I'm still
that's
fucking
how it always goes.
Exactly. But
you saying you
it
a
was
bitch?
A little bit. I was that summer, dude. I was go get this, go get that. That sucked.
Well,
yeah,
bitch, Nettie.
Ah, well, relax, relax. But that summer yeah, was tough. But like again, you're all friends and homies at the end of the day, but. You know, you're still busting your ass, but I had a little bit. I didn't get as like brutalized verbally
sure.
as other barbacks.
Well, also
did,
you're,
you know
you're
I mean?
Also front of the house, so it's well. I mean, I guess maybe not there, but in other places, front of the house has to like we talked about with Scout. You have to like behave to a certain extent because
right.
you're like on a
right,
stage.
Right, right, right.
You know
exactly.
I mean?
You're on a stage. It's all. At the end of the day, it's all. you're just bullshitting, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's all, you're putting on a show. You're really like, 100%. Fuck this person. But yeah, here you go, sir. Here's this, here's that. But in your head, you're like, go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Oh, this chowder's not hot enough. Oh, yeah, let me go microwave it. Like, you know what I mean?
I wish you would wait on me, Manetti.
Yeah, I was good at the bullshit, though, you know? But yeah. You know what's going on. You know what's going on. Yeah. But.
So when you were barbacking at George's, did you have to do shit like bus tables and run food as well, or was it like
strictly the bar. Like
you didn't just the food, you had to run the food at the bar,
you're busting the bars dishes, bringing, but nothing
no at any tables, no, they or anything
for that. It's too big of a place, like, you know what I mean?
I'm they're sure squatted up there,
yeah, exactly. They have bussers that strictly just do like tables and all that stuff. But you're busting,
did you ever
bar.
Get your ass yelled at by the kitchen because like they wanted food run for the bar and you're like switching a keg or something like that?
I'm sure. I was friends with a lot of people. Like, I was homies with a lot of people in the back of the house too. So nobody really spoke too like crazy, but I'm sure at one point in time, yeah, you know, it happens to everybody. You know?
I remember at the Omist, it was like working at that bar. It was like the bar backs there had to do like everything. Mm. Like, you were a bar back, you were a food runner. Mm. You were like a busser. Like, you had to do like fucking everything. They were running around like fucking me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And there's similarities wherever you are. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're always running around. Pretty much this is the moral of the story. You're just fucking running around.
Dude, like, shout out to the barbacks out there.
Yeah, man.
Doing everything while the bartenders stand in one corner of the bar slanging drinks.
And not that bartenders aren't working hard, because obviously they're working hard. They're making drinks.
Yeah, but they're confined to like a 20-foot space.
More money than you.
Some of them are working hard.
The servers are walking with more money than you, and you're like, yo, I just worked way harder than you motherfuckers for 12 hours.
Yeah.
I have like double my money. So it's like, yeah. But you're also getting a check, too, for like $5.50 an hour. So we're serving in bartending. You ain't seeing that. So it makes up a little bit.
Dude, it's so true.
Tip 30%, people.
here we go. I was waiting for that to be brought up.
But so basically your first, was it your first year or your first summer? Like,
I did that.
For a year?
My first summer. I only did it for 3 months. Then I started serving.
Okay.
So that for the next like year, whatever, year and a half. So that was good.
How quick did you catch on to like learning to surf?
Oh, that was easy. I'm not going to lie. That was an easy transition because I knew the menu from barbacking. So I learned the menu like that. So it was all, I have no problem bullshit with people, talking with people. That's kind of like who I am. You know what?
Smile.
Yeah. Well, you know me, dude. I'm always down to bullshit with whoever. So that's easy. It's not like I couldn't carry a tray or anything. So I wasn't worried about that. It was more just like learning. The biggest part was learning the POS at that time. Because barbacking, you're not punching anything in. You're just reading the slip, going to get the food and running it. But I don't know why. I just caught on. Like, I knew the whole menu at that point just from running that whole summer worth of barbacking. So it was an easy transition.
So you think that when you started serving, I mean, I got to imagine you were making more money than barbacking.
Yeah.
Do you think it was easier too?
Way easier.
Way off. Like, so you were just lamping. You loved serving.
Oh, I was chilling, man. Especially if you're outside. So I only worked upstairs at George's, and you guys are familiar with George's. They have that deck outside that kind of overlooks the ocean, all that good stuff. Yeah. So out there it was plastic only too for cups, dude. And I was out there.
So even
if I was working five doubles a week, I was out there at least four. So it's like, it's easier just running plastic. Everything gets chucked. You know what I mean? It's just working out. It's a lot easier. You're kind of, not that you're chilling, because you still are running around, obviously 4 or 5 table sections or whatever. Some sections had 22 people in it, like just based on the seating. Mm-hmm. But so you're still busting your ass, but not anything like barbacking, dude. Nothing even close, in my opinion.
So I can't imagine like what serving tables is like at a place like George's, because like George's exists in my mind as like strictly a bar. Well, you know what I mean? I can't like picture the kind of people like that go there to eat.
Right.
And it's like, I wonder what kind of people you must get coming to eat, because I feel like it's one of those places where it's like you could get tourists that are like expecting you to like give them a little bit of wine to like taste it properly before serving their wife and shit like that. And it's like, yo, this is not that kind of place.
Exactly. And you're just doing it in like a little plastic cup.
Yeah. This little shittiest thing you can find, because you're like, fuck these. No.
What was the clientele like there? Like, for coming in and eating like dinner and shit.
Yeah. So you had a good mix, right? Most people were booze bags. Like, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. They're down there. There's live music. Like, they're jamming. Having
just
a
like
good
time. Beach dudes.
And so, you know,
just trying to like slam down a fish and chips in between sets.
Exactly. Like, literally though. Exactly. Exactly. And then you said, you'd have your occasional like touristy group come in that clearly didn't know what the fuck was good. Yeah, they didn't know, you know.
It's like, all right, if you're a family of five coming here for dinner, you clearly don't know.
And
what's
everybody's
up.
Hammered around your 4-year-old kid, and you know what I mean. So it's like, you know. So, but you had a little bit mixture of both. But I'd say More often than not, it was like the boozy couple, the boozy family 100%. That was there to just kind of have a good time, listen to some live music.
You get people coming off the beach and shit.
Everybody coming off the beach, coming from Block Island, off the ferry. So those were interesting groups because people would be like fucked up. Obviously, coming off Block Island, they're baking in the sun all day, 90 degree heat, whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, boozing, probably had like no water. So they're coming in, they're like, oh, I want this and that. And you're like, well, Georgia's the type of place where you're like, all right, still there. but, you know,
when you're that day drinking drunk, dude, you know?
You guys know how
real
it is.
Shit face.
Yeah, the sun beating on you.
Yeah. Looking like fucking Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born or some shit. All red faced and shit.
Facts, but yeah, so you had a little bit of everything, man. But I loved it. It's so funny because downstairs at Georgia's is like really like annoyingly like quiet and classy and like a lot of older folk.
I was gonna say, I kind of remember dining there when I was younger with my mom and like it was like, I don't want to say it was like fancy, but it was like, it was not like as white trashy as it gets.
So that's why I never worked downstairs a day in my life. Cause I was like, fuck that. I want to be upstairs with trashy music.
I want to be with the lit people.
Have a good time live. But it's like two different restaurants. Cause you would walk downstairs to the kitchen, come out, and it would just be like silent, dude. And upstairs you have live music, people ripping shots left and right. You know what I mean?
Like
people
fights going on.
Yeah, people getting rowdy. Yeah.
There have been some
whatever.
Crazy fights at that place.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, God. And then you go downstairs and it's like you could hear a fork drop and like nobody's speaking and it's like all 95-year-olds.
It's like classical, but it's like Beethoven playing.
Dude, it's hilarious. It's like, it's literally two different restaurants in the summertime.
Would you like sit people based on like their vibe? Like would you be like, this is definitely a downstairs table. We got to put these people downstairs.
It's like, I don't like this kid. I'm putting him with the old people.
I don't know. Obviously, because I was never like, you know, at the front like hosting or whatever, but I would assume because it was literally two different restaurants. So I'm assuming they had some sort of,
they probably looked
at the people and were like,
they know
these people do not want to be upstairs. Yeah. You know, like you could tell just based off like working there.
They came here for swordfish, not a Corona.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, would there be like one host or hostess for like the whole place?
No. I think there was two down, two
like
up.
Depending which doors you came to and shit.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but you had to come through the, if you're coming through downstairs, you're walking right into the two, I think it was, downstairs host or hostess, whatever. And then if you went up the stairs, there would be two more sitting there for the upstairs. Mm-hmm. But I think it was two and two, something like that.
Dude.
So, like, this bar, you know, it's been a long time since I've been there. I actually went there last summer, but it wasn't, like, how I remember, like, going to Georgia's. You know what I mean? Like, crazy parties.
It's a little different these days.
And, like, you know, I know some of the people that work there, too, beside you. Right. Like, who were some of your favorite, like, characters you met there? Just, like, most ridiculous people you worked with?
Most ridiculous? Oh, dude. Everybody's ridiculous. My, like, favorite... Well, I have, like, you know me. I have, like, 10 of my, like, closest friends that work there.
Sure.
But excluding them, like, just
I don't know. Someone
that
random.
I didn't know before.
Yeah, sure.
You know who's a crazy motherfucker? My boy Artie in the Dish Pit. And by that, I mean...
It's always Artie in the Dish Pit, isn't it?
Yeah, that dude was fucking crazy. You'd bring back a plate, and you'd come back, let's say it was, like, a kid's grilled cheese and fries, and he'd be, like, mucking some of the fries. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So when I say my boy, obviously, I would, you know, he's a good dude and shit, but, yeah, that dude was crazy.
I've
seen much crazier.
Shit like that. I mean.
So you're dissing yourself. You're distancing yourself from this person.
No.
Like, yo, I saw this dude mucking a grilled cheese.
Shit like that. Like, he would eat food off tables and shit, and you're just like, what the fuck, man? Like,
yeah, as soon as you tell us that, you're like.
Plates and shit, like, yeah.
You're like, he's not actually my boy. He's just like my workplace associate. Tangential character in my life.
Shout out Artie, man. He's just misunderstood.
Put the fries down, bro. Like, stop it.
Yeah, that was gross to see. Man, there's characters. There's a million characters. We go on for days about that. Everybody's, it's just rowdy, dude. Like, that's the type of place. So like, you'd be working there, man, and on a double, and you'd just be drinking the whole time.
Dude, yeah,
and not just you, like everybody.
Yeah, it's just a big party. I mean, I couldn't.
There's a lot of riffraff in that bar.
I can't imagine the amount of shit people got away with there.
We can get into it.
Let's go.
We can get into it. But yeah, man, like, I'm not kidding. Looking back on it, I'm like, how the fuck were we all boozing for 12 straight hours working doubles and not fucking everything up? Like, being successful, making a bunch of money.
I mean,
and bringing in, but like, everybody come roll around like 9, 10 o'clock, you're fucked up. You know what I mean? Because you're just boozing all day, having a good, but again, it was a great time. Like, you're all friends, you're all homies, having a good time, making money. Like, there was really nothing to complain about, drinking and shit, you know? So it's like, it's crazy, though, to think back on it.
Max, are we boozing at this pop-up, dude?
Are me and you boozing?
Yeah, we boozing.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe post like 8 or 9.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're not walking in with the Jim Beam.
I mean, dude, do whatever you want. I'm, you know.
Like, we would come with, like,
people. Yo, speaking of this pop-up.
Yeah, drop
October 7th, 6:30 to 10 p.m. at 61 Washington Street, Bolt Coffee, Rags to Dishes pop-up. The menu's out. You already know the fucking deal.
Dessert.
Straight up.
Anyway, Minetti, so back to some of this, like, scandalous shit that was going down. You guys are just partying, like, 24/7. This place is popping. Like, I can't even imagine what, like, a day sales look like there. Total, like...
Each person, probably over 2 G's. And probably
that's
like
each waiter?
Each, yeah. Oh, yeah. Roughly.
How anywhere many, between 1,800 and 2,200, working probably. On one day?
I'd say probably, like, 8 to 10.
All right, so like an easy.
That's just upstairs.
Dude,
just
you folks
upstairs.
Do the math.
Oh yeah, something like that. That's yeah, crazy. I might. Yeah, the place I might be is off
like
by a couple.
Like you go down into like Point Judith and
8 maybe.
Yeah. All right, so like there's been places back in the day that I've fucked with that like are no longer there, but like you go down that road and you see all these like. I don't want to be like mean, but like crummy looking like crab shack.
You mean like Galilee?
Yeah, yeah. Like all the way down. And then George's is just this like fortress. Like it's like dude. A big fortress and it's all the way down at the end and it's like the last one. You know what I mean?
It's definitely the, you know, the alpha of Galilee.
Yeah, facts.
The alpha establishment.
They run that shit.
Yeah. Champlin's is up there, but I think George's definitely runs that shit.
Champlin's, we love
argue,
a good beta.
People would argue every, Champlin's, but Champlin's is an underdog story, in my opinion. In that.
Okay.
And I'm going to get a lot of hate for that by people that work at Champlin's, but compared to George's, I think.
Champlin's knows they're the beta. They know that. They know their role. Champlin's is dope. Shout out to Jamie.
Yeah, shout out Champlin's, man.
You'll see at the pop-up, bro.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
We're going to be dishing it out with some rags and shit.
Yeah.
You better not have anything dying in my fucking window, bro.
Real talk.
Better not be dying in the window.
Just have those fucking oranges cut, bro.
Dude, the eggs are going to be jiggly.
How hard is
And they
job?
Better still be jiggly when they get out there, bro. Okay, it can't be waiting on you. Right? You going to burn any chicken raw, bro?
I really hope not.
That it was a champagne chicken that started burnt raw, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, because El Dope simultaneously burnt the chicken and served it raw.
Yeah, that can't be happening. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
That's a low bar.
I think I'm going to do the McBurney trick, though, and just beat the shit out of the chicken so it's nice and flat and it cooks fast.
All right. I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, we'll see, because you're going to help me prep it. So.
Yeah, you're right. I got to be there for guidance.
Anyway, 10-7.
So.
Yeah, 10-7.
Rags and Dishes.
When's the pop-up? For the viewers that don't know, 10-7, Rags and Dishes?
October 7th.
Just said?
Friday, 6:30 to 10. Mm-hmm.
Put a pay attention, Alex. Yeah. Fucking jackass.
Listen to Riff Raff, y'all. Shout out to friend of the pod, Riff Raff.
Yeah, shout out Riff Raff. He did us a little favor, tiptoeing in his Jordans. Yeah, I'll try again.
Yes, sir. A little something.
What was, like, management like there? Like, what was, like, the ownership like? Like, where was there anyone like you? Like, who's into you? Know man. What I mean?
Yeah.
Did you guys have an app that you communicated through? Like, I don't.
Are you asking if they had like a Slack or something?
Yeah, because I mean, I gotta imagine the whole staff is like 50 heads. No, like peak season, like kitchen and wait staff and bartenders.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 roughly. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yep. Roughly. Management was. I guess it depends on who you ask.
Well, we're asking
sometimes
you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. There was a few that I absolutely loved and a few that weren't so great. However, it was just crazy with the amount of shit we could get away with. I don't really know what they were doing, honestly. I mean, I wasn't complaining because it was a great fucking time, but...
Yeah. Like, what type of shit were you guys getting away with? Just like
just like the whole thing. Like, yeah. Just like, hey, let me grab a drink. Like, two drinks from the bartender. If you're serving one drink to a table, boom, that's obviously one for you. Boom, yep. You're chilling. Like, it was just...
Damn.
Yeah, but they were great, obviously, in that sense, because they didn't bust your balls. You just couldn't fuck up, right? So, like, if you're boozing and you fuck up, then that's the issue.
Well, what is fucking up?
Like, you know, like,
not showing up?
Being too wasted?
Yeah, being too wasted where you can't do your job. Yeah. So, you're dropping trays, you're fucking up, you're ringing shit in wrong.
Did that happen a lot?
No, did not, which is surprising.
You just had a bunch of savages.
Exactly.
There, huh?
I might allude to a lot of, like, Adderall and shit like that, but it kept people afloat. myself included. So.
It do be like that.
Yeah, you know, you guys know how it is. So everywhere's similar.
But. So I get how you're saying you're like, damn, management must be fucking up because like I'm having the time of my life over here.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Drinking and wiling out and shit. But
right. I don't know if fucking up's the word, or they just didn't care because we weren't fucking up. So it was kind of like until you know what I'm saying?
Like, when you're making that much money, it's like you're just like, all right, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're probably actually an example of great
management.
You should
give a fuck.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Just because you're making a bunch of money doesn't mean you should just stop caring.
Right. But. Also, so when I came back, so after I barbacked, when I started serving, the GM left. So we were GM-less for a couple months. And that was when it was really like no rules, right? So we had like kitchen managers transform into managers, and now they're GM and things like that. Okay. But at that time, it was the in-between, right, while we were there. So that's what I think also helped allude to like the no rules, because nobody really filled that GM role right away.
Yeah.
And so that summer it was just, it was like four managers that were all new to managing, but none of them really had the experience of the balls, I guess you did, a step into like that GM role and like really assert.
And everyone else is so comfortable with their role.
Well, also like, oh, I just bartended with this guy. Now he's my manager. So it's like that type of role, like that type of relationship too. So you guys are homies. So it's like, you're not really laying down the law type, strict type stuff. So again, everything got done properly. Like there was no like, you know, well, maybe not properly because we were drinking, but you know what I mean? Like nobody fucked up or anything like that. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's actually like, kind of great management, because it's like they're certainly doing well for themselves. Like, right. George's is like a staple. It doesn't seem like they're going anywhere or in danger of going anywhere.
Yeah, but like, don't you think it also kind of like, not to like disrespect George's or anything, but like, whatever the fuck opens in that location is going to do well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not like George's has to put out quality product.
So. The establishment was the same way.
Dude, this is like also a testament to like being good managers or owners, where it's like, you know your role, you know to play it, and not like, you know, like overstep your bounds, or you know what I mean, and like you're just like taking care of the people that work for you, like by letting them have fun and shit. Sure. And it's like, if you know that you're keeping good quality staff around,
right,
by letting them have free drinks or whatever, then
or
like
just having like
maybe you put up with that
leash
to not have people quitting. Yeah.
And like, everybody was homies with everybody, so everybody worked hard. Everybody was good at what they did,
that's
whether
the
bartending, server, dishwasher, bar, like, whatever it was, back like anything. Everybody was good. Everybody enjoyed each other's company too. So I think they did a good job at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, if your employees are able to do their job while still drinking and shit, like that's the test. It's like, anybody who can't do that, okay, then you can't be drinking while you're at work.
Yeah.
Like,
you're fired. No, but
let's hear about some more of the more sinister shit that happened at George's.
Sinister shit.
Yeah.
Like what?
You know what I'm talking
about. Like, elaborate.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but can you just ask it before I get into it?
Yeah, so like, I don't even know how to ask it. Like,
sinister shit.
What happened
like
there?
Like people fucking on the job, things like that.
I mean,
would that classify as that?
That sounds lit.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Fucking on the clock.
That's not the direction I was going, but sure. Okay.
Oh, shit. We might have to cut that out. No.
Yo, I don't care.
No. I'm just kidding. But yeah, like.
So people were clapping cheeks.
People are clapping cheeks at George's.
Yeah, you know.
It happens. Everyone's fucking drunk working.
Bill actually alluded to it when he was on, how where they put all the foreign Europeans like that came over during the summer. Remember, I think he said they
like
lived
they put
in
them
a,
to work. Or
yeah, so
like
they worked there, but they lived in above the annex, which is just like storage area that's attached to George's. Yep. They lived above it, so they're literally in the same parking lot. So so below where they lived is what's called the annex, right? And that would be like a, you know, like a hot spot for people to go and
fuck
whatever.
So these are people that are on the clock.
Is that like where people went to like go do drugs and shit?
I don't know about drugs, but it was an easy spot. In between, you know, shit was crazy like that.
Like if you were gonna go smoke weed.
Yeah, well, you just do that right outside.
Okay,
but right outside the steps. Like there's.
But if you're gonna go blow lines.
you're going to the annex or you're going to Harborview, which is like our banquet room that doesn't get sat unless there's a banquet, like a wedding party, whatever the case is, birthday,
but,
whatever.
Damn.
The,
all
right, back so now there. I know where to go.
That'd be sketchy. I'd be worried about somebody rolling up on me if I'm in the banquet room, cutting up lines. Damn.
Hey, just go, yo, come on.
You invite them in. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what the fuck? Yeah. Who knows what else went down in there? But just to kind of paint a picture, you know?
Yeah. We're not drug guys.
Mm-mm.
Dude. Yeah.
Not drug guys.
Not drug guys at all.
For the record.
Shout out Dare.
I was more talking about like.
Mean just right into it. Oh, you mean like sex?
Yeah,
you're like, no, what the
that's
fuck?
Not what I'm talking about at all. I mean, always down to talk about that too. I mean, like, didn't a bunch of people there just like rob the place blind, kind of?
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to ask about
that's
that.
That's like, I mean, I don't know how to word it.
Yeah, yeah. More or less, you could make some extra money. Serving there
by stealing,
however you want to classify.
What? Yeah,
you know, everybody has a different point of view on it, you know. But no, yeah, pretty much, more or less. so at George's, you get your own. No. Like if somebody at the table ordered it. You didn't even you'd ring it in, but like nobody saw it behind the line. Like you went and got it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much more or less all you needed is somebody to order that. Clam based or chowder, either one or both, whatever. And you slide it, right? Because you could just separate checks and shit all day. So you would slide it. And now like you just made money on your other table by, let's say they got like $20 worth of clam based chowder. It's $100. They tip you 20. You slide that off because they pay cash.
So this was like...
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
To kind of dumb it down. Like
Did someone teach you this?
No. It was just kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying?
I need Jake Town to come in here and teach me about these economics right now, bro.
I didn't do it personally. Yeah. But it was a thing. You know what I'm saying?
So people were just like skimming off the top.
Yeah, not everybody. Like you, but that's let's say in theory, that's how you would do it. That makes sense.
This is like OJ writing that book that's like, if I did it, here's how I did it.
And kind of eventually how it came to light is I don't think anybody ever would have noticed ever. But I think there's like 100 different versions of how it came to light. But what I personally heard was somebody was kind of bragging about it one day to a new hire, trying to look like big dog.
Not
blah, blah, blah.
This isn't you, right?
No. Okay. Fuck no. Me? Hell no. No.
So someone was bragging about stealing?
This is what I heard. Like, I don't know. Bro. I think there's like literally 15 different versions of what happened. So people that work at George's, if you're listening to this and you know a different story, my bad. But this is the story.
If you know a different story, come on the pod and
tell exactly. Us. Yeah, exactly. Facts. So I'm not saying it's 100% accurate, but this is what I heard. Somebody was kind of bragging about it, you know, trying to be like big dick, whatever. And one of the managers overheard and was kind of like, what the fuck? And started looking into it. And as she started digging deeper and deeper, that's when it kind of came to light. Let's put it this way. They had no fucking clue what they were looking at. They had reps from POS come in to the restaurant for like 2 months before anybody knew they were looking into it. And the reps from POS were like reported saying they've never seen anything like this in their entire life. Being like, we don't know what the fuck. They eventually figured it out, but they were like, we've never seen such like an elaborate.
Like just.
Like what such is, a scheme to make extra, like they've never seen anything like it. Allegedly, that's what
you think. They looked up like how much clam cakes and chowder they were prepping per month,
and
how much they were selling per month, and it was like drastically different.
So yeah, I think that's probably. So I think that's what tipped the kitchen manager off at the time.
All right, so were there other things aside from clam cakes and chowder that were in category where you could run it through without having to run it through? You know what I mean? Like if someone wanted like a Coke.
No, but you could substitute shit in for, depending on how much you had of it, like dollar amount wise, you could substitute it in for meals, things like that, make extra money off the top like that. Now that's getting like really elaborate and it's almost to the point where I'd have to like, I can't even explain it. I'd have to just show you on a POS or somebody would have, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you've never done it, but you could show us.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. That's fine. Yeah, but it's crazy, man.
Dude, shit is wild out here. So bottom line, they found out and they nipped it in the butt, though.
They nipped it in the butt, though.
Did anybody get fired? Did any heads roll?
Yeah.
Damn, heads rolled, bro.
Not too many, a few. Some people got lucky. And
the top dogs, the ones that were like,
I think the top.
I made like 10 G's this summer because I was just selling clam cakes and chowder.
Yeah, dude, it was an interesting time for sure. So
damn, bro, that shit.
That's the craziest shit, though, that's ever. That is crazy.
I mean, I've been at like places.
Did they? Sorry, Dan.
I've been at places where like people were fired for shit like this.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, did you hear so-and-so was caught? Like they were fucking skimming, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never worked at a place where it was like a rampant issue that like multiple people were doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So like, my
even
question
if people
is,
say they weren't doing it, those motherfuckers are doing it, if
my,
that makes sense.
My question is...
You fucking dig yourself deeper.
I know. I do that, bro. I'm laughing. You didn't do it 10 minutes ago. No, but I guess, like, when...
So they were like investigating before you guys knew that they knew. Like,
correct.
Did they like send out like a, hey, like we're having like a big kitchen meeting? I mean, a big restaurant
people got
meeting.
Called in.
Like, oh, one by one?
Like random phone call. They went from,
hard. They went hard.
Yeah, them. Like random phone call. Like, hey, can you come in? Like, we need to just talk to you real quick, which never fucking happened. So whoever got that phone call definitely knew something was up, obviously. And that's how they did it. Like one by one like that. Yeah. And like, had people write down like names of who they also thought was doing it and shit like that.
Shit.
Yeah.
So that's, people were snitching?
That's how it went.
Shout out to Kashi.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? But I think it was just,
Treyway.
I think
Treyway.
I'm like 99.9% positive. It was just one list that was given. Like we think these people are doing it. And the people that went in just wrote down the same exact list because they like had already thought.
So did
those people weren't even doing like.
Did anyone ever like?
Like they just handed them in like who they already thought, and they were like, "What the fuck? Like you didn't do anything."
To snitch.
They were like, "You didn't do anything at all." Like you know what I mean? Like these are people we were like whatever the case was. So they didn't know.
So
nobody
like,
really snitched.
There's no real like physical evidence of it. So no one actually got in trouble, right? People just got fired.
People got fired. People got fired. I think they might have owed a little bit of cash.
Like the owner was like, yo, I know fucking
you guys know Kevin, right? That motherfucker's crazy, man.
No.
That motherfucker's crazy, right? Like, nuts, tapped.
This the owner of Georgia's?
Yeah, like, he runs a great ship. Like, he obviously does very successful and runs a great ship, but he's wild, man.
I mean, I'd say most people that own businesses are pretty
tapped. Yeah.
Especially
not like
most people that own bars in South County.
Yeah, right. He owns a bar, dude. He owns one of the most successful bars, right, in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a little crazy. So I think that was a discussion that they had. You know what I mean? Him going back and forth.
He went
a little
man
bit.
To man with it.
Yeah, I'm sure he was like, yeah, making some crazy wild accusations and shit.
He's like, all right, bro, just give me a couple G's because I know you're fucking with me.
It was probably more or less, yeah. It sounds about right.
Yeah. Damn, shit's brutal.
Yeah, shit was.
That's nuts.
It's crazy, man. That was the craziest thing I've been a part of for sure. Like just being in the restaurant when all that was going down was nuts.
So I'm sure the vibes were so fucking tense, dude. There were a couple times at the establishment where like fucked up shit was going down where like the whole vibe in the restaurant, everyone was just like honestly a little amped, like what the fuck's gonna go down today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
when just on edge because you just don't know what the fuck's about to go down.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, when shit was getting really wild, you would be like, oh my God, like what are we
like where the fuck do I work?
Like, yeah. You believe anything anybody told you about some drama shit.
I'm convinced like out of most restaurants, no matter where you worked, you could probably make a pretty good reality TV show out of it if cameras were just falling around all day. Like people would be like, what the fuck?
There was
like,
the whole premise of this podcast.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine if there was just cameras on for like the 6 months of all that shit was going down. People would be like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
they just gotta.
They would have seen people clapping cheeks in the annex and shit.
They gotta
combine like bar rescue with the real world and just like.
Yeah.
Like, we took these 10 people from around America and had them run a bar for a summer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think it would make for some great fucking
reality. It'd be pretty
TV.
Lit. Especially for the people that like have never fucking done anything like that.
All right. Right. People that are like, this actually goes down at restaurants that I go eat at with my
like
family.
The TikTok star that like lives on her couch fucking has to like wash dishes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Some crazy shit.
Minetti, what about kitchen injuries or just injuries in general? Like, I know myself, I saw a couple fights there. Like, have you ever seen like shit really get thrown down there? Like people actually get hurt, like whether in the kitchen or I don't know, running food, shit like that.
Maybe I wouldn't say hurt. Obviously, shout out my boy Healy. I've seen him get a third degree burn on his leg one time.
Oh,
yeah, that
damn.
Was fucking gnarly
in the kitchen.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
He's been cooking forever. I don't know exactly what was going on, but he was
something hot got on his leg.
Yeah, he showed me that injury like right after he did it, and that was crazy. That was actually like that was bad. But no, I never had any injuries. Like I never no falls.
You see any good fights though?
I don't know about
any fights, bad fights.
I don't know about fights. More just like, more just people like arguing and bitching and screaming at each other and shit like
hold
that.
Hold me but back,
never
bro.
Really got, never really got. Hold to me like, back. Like throwing hands, right? You know what I mean? Just yeah. kind of telling each other off. And it's all heat of the just moment people shit, throwing which happens words. Everywhere.
There's also a lot of bouncers there, too.
So. Yeah, exactly. So when you'd be like...
Schmutzler in between people, dude.
Right. So I barbacked, and Monday nights at Georgia's used to be pretty crazy. College night type
yeah.
of
yeah.
So I was barbacking those at the time when I was barbacking, and that would be like just... But they had like 8 bouncers, so it'd be like... It's a pretty small upstairs area, so
sure.
they held it down. You know what I mean? Anybody did anything stupid, they just got dragged out, so... Nothing yeah. really crazy ever happened, to be honest. They kind of held it down on that end.
Dude, those Monday nights were wild.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy times.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit here.
Okay.
And, yeah. go into our like new segment that we haven't like figured out yet.
Yeah, let's go.
Providence restaurant news. Or, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Providence. Just like restaurant news in general. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, Decot... sent me this like Reddit go off from Little Sister PVD.
Yeah, bro. They bro. Were fucking mad.
So do you know about the owner?
Nah, you should regale me. Tell me what's up.
All right. So Rebel Artisan Bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone listening to this from PVD right now is like, whoa, just foaming out the fucking
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, let's go.
So, I mean, we're going to have some people on because I don't really know.
Yeah,
I,
we're going to have to get
I'm
the
just
facts.
Letting you know what I know.
This is going
to
be a rags to dishes investigation piece.
So this girl, Melena, opened Rebel Artisan Bagels, I don't fucking know when, before I moved to Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, it's on the east side, that was like the bagel spot in Providence.
Mm-hmm. Where you're like, oh, it's not as good as New York.
Well,
bagels
like,
in New York are really
I wasn't
going
to go down that route because, like, yeah, all bagels
yeah,
in Rhode
you
Island.
Like that.
All
yeah,
bagels yeah. in Rhode Island are fucking trash.
Like,
there's not one good bagel. It's just, it's pathetic. Dude, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Get down off your high horse and tell us what you want to talk about.
Listen, it's just fucking, face facts, dude. Bagels. Just face facts, okay? You know what I mean? I have to come
What's
out here.
What's the key difference?
I have to come out here and be like I understand Tom Brady's the best quarterback that ever lived. I hate saying it, but it's the truth. So just realize it. Bagels fucking suck.
But what makes them so much better in New York? Because I just don't get them, and it's fucking...
Well,
it's got to
be the water. It's the water. Nobody here, I'm not denying that the bagels are better in New York. I'm saying, could you be a more cliche, I used to live in New York
that.
Guy,
yeah,
but
yeah,
being
yeah.
like, I can't find a fucking good bagel around here, dude. All this pizza's trash. It's like, we get it. You're from New York, all right?
Yeah,
shut
yeah.
up.
Like, okay, but you're the one that went down that route. I was just mentioning.
I knew you wanted to dive
Anyway, this bagel place got some hype and obviously not deserved hype, as you yeah. just explained. and anyway, Melena, I don't really know that much about her, but she is just like a hothead. She goes off on social media all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, they had to close because she couldn't find anyone to fucking work for her. And let me say this, that she pays very well.
Damn.
And gives a lot of benefits to her workers because I've really? Seen applications.
Well, good on her for that.
Yeah, but like the whole joke is kind of that like she made her workers so miserable that no one wanted to work for her.
Really?
Even
That's
with
crazy.
All
We're going to have to get some people
account,
to
like their better benefits, good pay.
So like shit, she yeah. has gone off on Instagram and Reddit and other people have gone off and it's been like this whole thing. And basically Decot sent me this post from Reddit. Actually, a couple other people sent me the same exact post.
Yeah.
And basically, like, to wrap it up, like, what was it? It was like this woman and her young, like, so, 4-year-old yeah, daughter.
The post was just white text on a pink background, and it's just her saying,
I'm gonna bring it up.
Yeah, while you Please bring do. It up, basically, it was some fucking crazy out of pocket shit where she was saying that, like, a family came in with children, I think. And you got it up yet?
Yep.
All right, just read it.
We're taking a break today for a private event we have at 12 that we really want to focus on. We've had a number of just really sad microaggressions this weekend that felt super discriminatory in our own home. So it's been a tough week for us.
Okay.
But the one that took the cake was the little girl who came in pinching her nose because our food smells from the kitchen smelt bad. I asked her if she was pinching her nose because it smelled bad, and she nodded yes. And her mom said to her, honey, they're just cooking their food. I think mom heard herself say something bad because they left. Maybe to find normal food somewhere else. Those are not the guests we want to cook for because that's rude as fuck. So we're going to pivot our service style. Stay tuned.
Bro, okay, yeah. So, all right, I just want to say, okay, so with that post, that story, if it was not a small child, you might have like a point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be rude if an adult was like, P.U. Like,
what do you, it smells like shit.
Or like said some racist shit. Like, oh, you can't cook some fucking normal American food or some shit like that. That would be fucked up and not cool. But she's literally describing a child acting like a child and calling it a microaggression and rude as fuck. I'm like,
first off, that's not what a microaggression is. That's just if that
it kind of is.
No.
But coming from a microaggression is like when you think that you're not like being rude, but like you are kind of like you could be like, what? I'm just commenting on the smell. But what I'm saying is it couldn't be a microaggression coming from a child because a child isn't like trying to be condescending, like in a back end. A child is just like, I don't like that smell and I'm not going to hide that I don't like the smell.
Anyway, I guess they're not feeding children there anymore.
Bro. That must be your favorite new place then, but right?
I do think I fucking hate children. Yeah. No, dude, they're mad. They're mad cute. I just
stop behaving like one then.
I just how am I behaving like one?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you better be. Dude, so I mean like I fucking like kids are rude as fuck. Like you have to be.
This is what it is. Yeah,
dude, you've never had like a kid just straight up comment on like your appearance. Like I've had a kid just be like, "You're fucking fat." Before,
like, damn, you look ugly.
That sucks.
Like,
oh,
sick.
Damn, I don't know. They're usually just like, "Damn, you're mad good looking," and then they walk away.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's kind of weird,
so
bro.
Brutally honest,
dude. All the kids think you're so hot, bro.
That makes sense, dude. You are mad handsome.
Thanks, bro.
Makes sense.
Good luck with that.
Nice fishing. Way to go. But fucking kids are rude. You have to be like prepared for that. And like it sucks.
I also just think it's funny.
How are you gonna get mad at a child
for just being
a child doesn't know any better.
I think it's funny that they had to close for a day because of it.
Yeah. No, well, they said they were closed because of the event.
But still, like it's I don't know.
Like weren't they referencing in that post like they might potentially be pivoting their business more towards that in the future? Or were they saying we don't allow kids anymore? That
no, I'm exaggerating now.
I thought something in the post said something about like stay tuned about us like changing.
So we're going to pivot our service style. Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If you're talking about pivoting your service style to like, oh, we focus on like doing private brunches or private events, like that's a fine way to run your business or whatever. But.
So another thing that like is a big, so a lot of people in Providence don't like her because before she opened any of these places, she had like kind of like a popular Yelp account and has some like pretty horrendous Yelp reviews where she's just like
of other places
ripping into other places.
But does she have like bad takes? Like, is she wrong?
Like, well, I mean, like, she gave Oberlin 2 stars.
Damn.
Like, you know, like, arguably the best restaurant in Rhode Island. And she's just like,
give him 2 stars.
It ain't shit. She gave Figadini a bad review. Dude, it's like a lot of real. Yeah, nah, fuck that shit. Dude. Figadini, dope. Shouts out.
Damn.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot more. Like, it's more like, I feel like, you know, I shouldn't be talking too much about it because heard so much that we need to hear like actual testimony on the
podcast. Yeah, the I team needs to conduct its investigation. What we've brought so far is
We're bringing attention to the matter.
Attention and context. You know, listeners, reach out if you have thoughts on the matter. You know, if you know anyone that works there, if you have worked there, let us know. We'll get you on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got any more questions for this dude, Manette, over here?
I think I'm good.
You guys want to ask me any more questions?
Where do the Knicks finish this year?
How do you feel? Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about them not getting your boy?
Like, I really wanted Donovan Mitchell, but the package that was being asked for was just fucking ridiculous. Yeah. So, no, I
they wanted, dude, like, Toppin and fucking, what's his name, and picks. Right?
I listen to a Rangers podcast and a Knicks podcast, and sometimes they'll do, like, they're boys, so they'll do like a Ranger. It's like an MSG.
Like a joint. A joint. Yeah.
And they have a joint podcast where they talk about how bad bagels are.
I mean, aside from the Rangers winning in 94, like the Rangers and Knicks have a lot of like similarities in like their misfortunes.
They're both ass.
They love to just like. Not necessarily as, but they'll make these good teams and then not do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Patrick Ewing, Carmelo, shit like that. And like the Rangers haven't traded their youth.
You see the docuseries coming out? Did you guys see that?
Tell me there's a Linsanity docuseries coming out.
Yeah.
They better cover the
November,
time.
I think it said it was coming out. October or November. So next month, the month after. But
they better,
yeah, I saw it today.
They better cover the time that he got that Jimmy Neutron haircut. You know what I'm talking about?
Linsanity, man. What a fucking era that was.
Dude,
huh?
He's a G.
But I think I wouldn't have gotten rid of RJ for him. I didn't want to get rid of OB.
Did they sign anybody big this offseason? I can't remember.
Brunson.
Yeah,
Brunson. This motherfucker said Brunson.
Yeah. Brunson's gonna
Brunson.
You guys are acting like there's a real fucking salary cap in basketball. Anyone can play for any team amount of money.
So I will say,
matter.
I forgot about that. I knew that, but I forgot. I will say, I don't think fucking Jalen Brunson is the answer for the New York Knicks.
No, but dude, Brunson IQ and D Rose is a decent.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Decent back.
Yeah, decent. I think they finish what, 8th in the East, 9th in the East, maybe 7th. With that. And I think they end up realizing that was probably a waste of money they could have saved or spent elsewhere.
Bro, Jalen Brunson
is not the answer, I don't think. He had a great year. He did have a great year
Luka
in Dallas last year.
Like,
he had a good
year. Shit, we got the wrong guard, bro.
Yeah,
it's not like they were going to get Luka, bro. It's all about RJ. Listen, RJ Barrett is him, and we're going to see it this year. That's
Let's
it.
Let's go.
Okay.
I like RJ.
That. I like that. I do like RJ, too.
Brunson to a max. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
What does that even mean?
The money.
They signed him for like a max contract, like a big ass, like $20, $25 million a year.
Yeah, but what does max mean? They're just putting the word max next to it.
It's like a style of contract where you like you get them to like the maximum like money because of like where they are in their career and shit. You can't define it to you like right now without looking at it.
He's not bad. He's just not the answer.
But it's a style of contract that you get in the NBA. Like you're
anyway,
like,
so the Knicks improved on the offseason.
Celtics didn't?
I don't know.
Celtics had a great signing in Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, they got Brogdon.
Shout out Brogdon. I think that's going to be like, a fucking huge pickup down the stretch to help us out a lot with our depth.
They might win one game against the Warriors.
you're implying that they are going to get to the finals.
Let's be real. The East is pretty weak.
Celtics are strong, man. The Celtics are strong. The East is also extremely really lose anything or much. And
I don't know about
outside of Giannis, who, like, for real, who?
Well, if the Nets could figure something out there, too.
Kevin Durant.
Stop.
Arguably.
Stop.
Okay. The Miami Heat. Okay.
The Heat are annoyingly good. The Heat are annoyingly good, though. Like, they shouldn't be as good as they are, but they're solid every year.
The Sixers are another team that has to be
good. Yeah, Jimmy Butler. How about the fuck? Jimmy Butler's new hair. He's a fucking giving those extensions.
Ooh, hair watch? I haven't seen it.
You guys didn't see Jimmy Butler's new hair?
No. Nah. Bring it up.
Like,
I gotta see
dumb
it.
Long, like down to like halfway down his back long. Obviously, it's extension. Buckets. Obviously, it's extensions, but he cannot. This man cannot play like that. You looking it up?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I guess I'll vamp for a bit while we're looking up Jimmy Bucket's hairstyle.
Yeah, no, again, no hate to Jimmy, but that's just got to go before the season starts, man. It's a tough look. It's a tough look.
Like, I mean, Jimmy Bucket's, he is, I don't know if he's like a real style king. I don't know.
Loves Mick Ultra, by the way.
Really?
Loves Mick
Ultra. Well, that's that low carb beer for
exactly.
Like
always sipping on.
How did he grow?
Let me see this hair.
It's extensions.
I was like, how the fuck did he grow that hair that fast?
It's extensions for
100%. Bro, it's a
loose.
It's just
crazy, right? I think he looks good.
That's what I'm saying.
He looks good as fuck, dude.
No, he's got to cut that shit, bro.
He looks sick.
Does NBA have the same rule as the NFL where you can like pull on people's hair? You can pull on people's hair in the NFL.
You cannot
grab anybody's hair.
It's
like them driving in the paint and you just rip his fucking extensions out. I don't think they're cool
either.
With that. No.
In the NFL, you can tackle people by their
That's
hair.
That's so true. You can tackle people.
You can.
Like, why would you ever grow your hair out if you're playing football?
To look fresh, dude. What are you talking about?
And then you get that shit yanked.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
You had a mullet like months ago.
Yeah, I'm not.
And you wouldn't
want to
yank
on.
Would
you
want
to
yank on?
But you understand the need to have stees in your hair, bro.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's. I'm. And long hair is not the only. Look, the steez is still here.
Yep.
The mullet's gone.
Wow. All right, dude, if you say so.
That's an ep name right there.
The mullet's gone?
The steez is still
He's
here.
He's calling his shot right now. Like fucking Babe Ruth.
Yeah, shit.
More like Aaron Judge, dude. How many home runs do you think he's going to get? 66?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know, bro, but like...
If he goes to the Red Sox, I will... I'll burn Fenway down myself.
Fucking gas. He's a stud, man. He's carrying them right now. It's actually crazy to watch him like
carry them. They kind of had like a little bit of a fall off, but like in July, it was like, dude, people were like, they're going to have a 130 win season. Like,
but he's like their team though. He's keeping them in
right
everything.
Now.
Right at the moment. He's keeping them in every game. He's fucking, he's raking.
He's since like the All-Star break, he's hitting like 420.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's actually stupid.
Sick, bro.
Numbers his OPS is like 1.6.
Yeah,
it's fucking nuts.
It actually is nuts when you break it down to what he's doing right now.
Dude, I saw this one stat that was just like, he's in the home run lead by like more than 20 home runs, which hasn't been done since like 1981.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Sounds about right.
It's bonkers.
That's pretty, dude, we haven't talked sports in
a while. What's the record? Bonds is like 74 or some shit?
What?
Bonds home run record?
73.
Yeah.
He's not going to
fully juice though. So like, dude, did they take juice? Did they unban steroids in baseball? Like, they're not testing for it anymore, right?
They're still testing for it, bro.
I saw some fucking...
They're still testing for it.
I don't know. I might have just totally made that up. But bro, I don't know why I thought I saw an article. For the record, which they fucking should stop. Because
record's
be sick
still 61, dog. The record's still 61 for homers in a season.
What, not juiced?
Wait, hold on. This is about to get real serious.
Yeah, wait, what?
Are you saying that juiced players shouldn't count?
I mean,
take David Ortiz out of the Hall of Fame then.
Skinny Barry Bonds?
No, because I'm not saying to
adios.
Take...
Adios, Ortiz.
First of all, Ortiz was never proven to juice steroids.
He came up positive in a test.
When was that?
Yeah, he did. One
I think
year.
It was 2006.
You're thinking about he was on like the Mitchell Report or something, which is not have anything
he
to do
had
with
some
him.
Sort of.
He never failed a test while playing as a player, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it was in the offseason.
I don't know about that.
I see you getting giddy right now, but I'm not saying to like take XYZ player out of the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying that we all know that the real record for home runs in a season is 61.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be excited about as a Judge fan.
What's Judge at right now?
Is he going to beat 69?
Oh.
I'd be like, is he going to beat 61?
Oh, by the time this episode comes out, he will.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, well, maybe not. He might be like at 61.
It's going to be close.
No, he will absolutely. Dude, he's got like 25 games left and needs to hit 2 home runs.
And he's juicing too, so like
he's not,
count.
Dude. He's
that motherfucker's a monster. I don't think he's juicing. I think he's
looked
an absolute
exactly
monster.
The same since he's coming to the
They level. Make like, steroids by draining Aaron Judge's blood and like making the steroids from his blood.
Dude, he's like, I think I looked it up too. He's like bigger than Gronk.
Dude, what's
like his height and
like
weight
6'8",
is
like 260 or something
it's
crazy
it's ridiculous,
like that. 265.
He's
or some
got like
shit.
A he's got like a LeBron body.
He's nuts, dude. Yeah, he's massive. He's fucking massive.
And they need to fucking sign him. Also, he could win Triple
paid
Crown.
That. They
he's
paid
in
that,
second
man.
Place. He's in
I
second
love,
place.
I love that
average.
For everybody else besides the Yankees that they haven't paid that man.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, right.
It's insane.
That's gonna be crazy if he goes to the Sox.
He's either going to he's going
Sox fan.
He's staying a Yankee or he's going to the Sox or the Mets. So it's either gonna be like
it's gonna be brutal.
It's gonna
dope
suck either way.
Or the
if he
worst
leaves.
Thing
yeah, yeah, if he
ever.
Leaves, doesn't matter where he goes. It's
I mean,
suck
this
for
is
you.
The best New York Yankee single season ever since Babe Ruth. Like,
can I ask you a question?
What?
What's your take on Boone?
As a coach?
Yeah, just overall coach. Yeah, coach.
I mean, like,
as a player, he played in 2001.
He hasn't done it yet, so like, I can't say he's great.
You can't like Boone though.
I kind of like the ballsiness he has. He's been kicked out.
My
of,
guys are savage.
He's
in
been
the box.
He's been kicked out of more games than like anyone over the past 3 years. He has like 12 ejections this year. So.
I think he's like fake. He's like fake hard though.
He's fake tough.
Like, he's soft as fuck.
I mean, he wasn't soft as fuck in that like AL 2003 series where he hit that home run.
That, honestly, it was a pretty soft home run.
Yeah, dude, with that grazed the fucking fence as it went over.
God, it's a triple decker.
Should have been robbed. No,
literally a triple.
He's kind of soft though.
Dude, as soon as you brought up Boone, I was like, T minus 10 seconds until we get an 0-3 home run count.
Dude, I mean, like, you know, my dad was even at that game.
But we're talking about present day.
That game really doesn't mean shit because the Red Sox still won the next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. The Yankees.
Nah, I mean, like, dude, it's I'm so spoiled as a kid that grew up a Yankee fan. Like, how will
they like will, the how best many Yankees World Series do you even like remember?
Yeah, how many have you seen?
Every single one of them.
One?
All 27.
No, how many have you seen? One?
Five.
How old were you?
96, 98, 99,
96. You were fucking a year and a half old. Shut
old
the fuck
were
up.
You in 1996?
As if my ass was two. As if my ass was on, sitting that's on the I'm couch saying. With my father watching the Yankees win.
Stop.
Like, I don't remind, like, I don't remember Luis Soho and fucking David Justice. Oh, do you guys not remember Ken Griffey Jr.? Because he played in the 90s?
I was alive in the 90s older than that, dude.
Dude, you're
I was
like a couple years older than me. But do you not remember Ken Griffey Jr.?
Bro, I had his poster on my wall.
I don't remember watching him in the 90s, because I was not even 5 years old.
His poster on my wall.
Bugging.
You were in a crib. I had his poster on my wall.
I remember him.
Oh, my God. You're so
I can't recall games.
Anyway, so I've seen
96. You've seen it. You haven't seen shit.
Like, okay, that's a fair. That's but, a Yankees. But, no, that's a Yankees
anyway,
thing.
Growing. Yeah, well, a New England fan thing that says, what about post 2000? Because that's just like when Tom Brady won that Super Bowl.
Because
so
that's what you can remember.
Anything happened pre 2000 didn't matter. Anyway,
you can't remember anything pre 2000. So don't act like
you saw. I guess it didn't happen.
I guess it didn't happen.
Like, what are you going to deny the Holocaust next? Because we weren't alive for it?
That's a humongous jump right there. That's a reach. That's a reach.
Not that much of a reach.
Christina Ricci over here, dude. It's fucking
But, like, dude, insane. No, I don't really like Aaron Boone. But, like, dude, I grew up watching Joe Torre.
Way to segue out of the Holocaust talk.
What? I can talk about the Holocaust all day.
Joe Torre's a legend, though, no?
Like, I mean, is Joe Torre not, like, top 10 baseball coach all time?
Yeah, he's a legend.
Who said he wasn't?
No, I'm just saying. That's what I grew up watching. Then we had Joe Girardi. Who
so you're
like,
saying nobody could possibly fill the shoes of what your expectations are. So that's why you don't hate Boone that much, because he's not living up to the hype. But the hype is way too big for anybody.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
Live up to? Is that what you're saying?
If they don't win this year and Judge goes, that's like an utter failure like the Yankees have never
that's
seen.
That's an L. Yeah.
They either need to win this year or sign Aaron Judge. One of those two things has to happen.
Why haven't they paid him yet?
I don't know.
Crazy. Broke boys.
Yeah. It ain't the same since OG Stein died.
Yeah, right?
The Yankees got money, but yeah.
I mean, every organization has money.
Yeah, they got to,
except for the Oakland Athletics for whatever reason.
Yeah, except for the Sox.
Moneyball, baby.
Sox refuse to pay anybody, but.
That's just the Fenway Sports
Group.
It's
so annoying, dude. We got to pay Devers, though. He's so fucking good.
Is he, though?
Yes.
He's pretty damn good.
What the fuck do you mean, is he, though? He's one of the best third basemen, if not the best, in baseball.
Want to know? No one's paying attention.
Jose Ramirez has something to say about that.
Nolan Arenado probably does as well, but
what about Josh Donaldson?
Fuck Josh Donaldson.
Oh my God.
Yeah, fuck.
All right, we got to get out of here. The listeners are pissed at this.
Yeah, well, if any of the sport heads, they know. They know it's
good. Shout out Sport.
It's like 20 days till hockey season anyway. So, no, I mean, you know, it's a food podcast.
Come on.
But, I guess let's wrap this up. Minetti, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Had a great time. Could do it again sometime.
Yeah. Do a little more prep next time. Be more ready to go. I know this is the last minute, so.
Are you saying us or you?
Me.
I thought you were like, yeah, guys, you could like.
No, like me, like have a little bit more ready.
No, you did great.
Yeah, I think you did great too.
Oh.
Guys. Anyway, episode 62, you know, the pop-up's coming up, 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. Mm. We'll be slanging food. We're going to have a microphone, so if you want to come talk your shit, maybe I'll put it on my podcast, our podcast. Sorry, Dan. And, that's it, man. I'm Max Messier-Richter.
I'm Dan Connor.
Alex Minetti, man. Thanks for having me.
And this is the Rags to the Shit Podcast.
This is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, that big bunny, where we eat all rags to dishes.